For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri reported 10 more COVID-19 deaths yesterday, although a national database has recorded more deaths in the state. State health officials say 34 Missourians have died from the disease, up from 24 on Saturday. However, a Johns Hopkins University database is reporting 44 deaths in Missouri. State officials say Missouri's official count lags behind because the state is not requiring deaths be reported within 24 hours. That procedure was scheduled to change starting yesterday. The rise in deaths comes as a statewide stay-at-home order begins today. Missouri Governor Mike Parson issued the order Friday in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. It will last until Friday, April 24th. The governor had held off on issuing the order despite mounting pressure from medical groups and top Democrats. He says the decision weighed heavily on him.
It is having the power of governor to pick winners and losers. And whether I feel it is appropriate for me to use the power by determining who is essential and who is not.
Essential businesses will remain open, but will have stricter guidelines as laid out in the order. Missouri is one of the last states in the entire country to issue a stay-at-home order. The state has more than 2,000 positive cases. To respond to the spread of COVID-19, Missouri is asking medical professionals who are not working to join a specialized critical health emergency state response team. Selected workers would become part of the Missouri Disaster Medical Assistance Team. Team medical personnel have already been deployed to Golden Valley Hospital in Clinton and Western Missouri Medical Center in Warrensburg. Today marks the second week of Columbia Public Schools' grab-and-go meal delivery. The district began delivering meals for students last week, using routes intended to reach families of students in need of meals while schools are closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. While the first week was a success, CPS Director of Nutrition Services Lana Fulham believes there is always room for improvement.
Now, we do know that we have some stops that are not working out great, meaning they don't have any kids at these stops. So what we plan to do is regroup and take a look at those stops and try and figure out if there's a better place for us to have stops. And we will revamp that and we will post it. And we believe it will start April 13th.
Fulham expects the meal delivery service to continue through at least April 24th, when Superintendent Peter Stiepelman plans on reopening schools. She says if the schools stay closed, the meals will keep coming. As COVID-19 continues to spread, advocates and health officials worry about the risk of potential outbreaks in Missouri and Kansas prisons. The Kansas City-based Midwest Innocence Project has signed onto a letter, along with other advocacy groups, calling on Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and the Missouri Supreme Court to release inmates who already have release dates, as well as elderly inmates. Trisha Bushnell is president of the Midwest Innocence Project. She says it is practically impossible for prisoners to socially distance themselves.
If you look at both jails and prisons, we have overcrowding. They don't have access in many institutions to hand sanitizers, and they don't have access to soap. I mean, this is a cruise ship worse.
Bushnell says some individual counties and local jurisdictions have begun releasing inmates. The Missouri Supreme Court says it is leaving the decision up to lower court judges. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.